Oh, Valentine's Day. There's a lot of pressure on that one holiday, you know? If you're in a relationship, there's so much pressure to have a Hallmark Channel romantic moment. And if you're not in a relationship, there's so much pressure to get into a relationship or to at least have one for next year. But what if Valentine's Day is just another day in which you dress up, Lamar, as a sexy nurse?
Why do we always have an odd one in the crowd?
So it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, it doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, the stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
So, full confession, I am a woman who just doesn't give a hot damn about Valentine's Day and never has. That doesn't mean I want you to not say Happy Valentine's Day or maybe make me a card, but I don't have, like, I see on social media is amazing because it lets you peek into other people's lives. I see the way other people are like, and it better, this better happen and that better happen, and there better be a trail of rose petals leading to the bedroom. And I'm all like, no, thank you, because I know who's going to, first of all, the cats are going to eat the rose petals and then puke them. I'm going to clean them up after. I have never wanted any of that. And, you know, my husband's an artist. And so a couple years ago, he took the tarot card for the lovers and he turned it into a painting with our faces instead of the original tarot card characters. And I have that hanging up. And I mean, that's my idea of a good Valentine's
Day.
Like something really, really personal. He sculpted a sea turtle for me once out of like all these interesting papers. Like that's my idea of a good Valentine's Day. I like flowers, but I don't like red roses at all. And I like chocolate, but I'm not going to eat it. Like, let me be real. I'm that big, expensive box of chocolate. I'm not going to eat that. So I've just eliminated the flowers, the candy, the champagne's going to give me a headache and a hangover. Like I'm just not the most romantic girl in the room when it comes to Valentine's Day, which makes this Valentine's Day two thumbs up for me because my husband is recovering from psychotic ortho surgery and can't do anything anyway. And there's no pressure to like, oh, let's get a reservation. Let's put all this pile of artificial expectations onto one freaking day and run with it. And my man here, Mr. Lamar, who is very romantic and loves to plan things and surprise his lady and all of that, Lamar is also not having a traditional Valentine's Day this year. Are you, buddy?
No, I'm not. Carla, if anybody's been listening for years, they know that a couple of years ago, Carla tripped over something at the house and
something that might or might not have been a shoe. You know, it's just something. Yeah, go
on. Well, I think it was shoes, but the investigation is ongoing to find out whose shoes they are. So once we know, I'll be the first to let y'all know. But anyway, she fell and broke her ankle. And they had to put a plate in it and a bunch of screws and stuff. And so everything's healed up. But now a couple of the screws, after they healed up, they're very long screws. They're actually going into where the joint is. So every once in a while, she's walking around. All of a sudden, she can't walk. She can't put any pressure on it, you know, for sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes as much as a half an hour before she can walk again. So she goes back and they look at it and they go, oh, everything's healed, but we're going to have to pull out all the screws and the plate, which means they got to cut her leg open again to do that. And so we were supposed to do that fairly early in the month. And then all of a sudden they had to move it and they moved it to Valentine's Day. And I always make Valentine's Day a pretty big deal. Because I don't know, when we started dating, I set the bar up there and now I keep bumping my head on it, but that's fine. I set the bar high and I maintain that because it should be just as important, you know, the 10th year as it is the first year, blah, blah, blah. So, but one of the things that I do, a lot of times I'll cook or whatever, because going out on Valentine's Day is really tough. It's really tough to, you know, find or get a place and the service, they're just swamped. And it's hard, but we belong to a dining club, And so I can make a reservation and everything's great. I've got the table for the evening, blah, 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 blah. But I always mess around and I wait till maybe, I don't know, a week or 10 days beforehand. And Carl will say, where are we going to eat? And I said, let me call. Well, it's too late. It's too late. So we wind up doing something else. So this year I'm like, man, I'm going to get ahead of this. So like 3 weeks maybe I'm almost a month before Valentine's, I make the phone call. And they said, what can I help you with? I said, are y'all sold out for Valentine's? They're like, gosh, no. I said, put me down. So I was set for it. Now, got to do something else.
So basically, there's no wheeling her from the operating table to the dining room.
No, there is no way. There is no way. So this is going to be an interesting Valentine's Day.
I know it's hard for you, Lamar, to be forced to drop the ball on Valentine's Day, but here's something that really, I think a lot of people think this way. Let me just throw it out there. If you can only pull your act together and throw me a little romance one day a year, maybe skip it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, can we?
Oh, yeah. No. I agree.
And you're good at the romance all the time. So you get a pass. And this is technically not your fault, technically, that she has to have her ankle worked on Valentine's Day. And I guess it's too soon for the Carla's got a screw loose jokes. Are we not quite there yet?
No, because she's really upset about having to get it done because she thought she was past this. And so she's like, oh, my God. I said, look. You know, this is not going to be, because when she did it before, she was certainly not as in bad a shape as Kevin, but she was down for the count for a few weeks. And I mean, she couldn't
do
anything. Yeah. But with this, they'll put her in a boot and she'll have to stay off of it for a few days. But basically, I don't guess I need to worry about it because I'm pretty sure she's going to be groggy when I put her in the car. She's going to be groggy when I get her home. And I'm going to keep that pain medicine ahead of the game. So I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be a pretty easy Valentine's for me, I guess. But it's going to be different.
Have you thought about like going to the Goodwill or somewhere and seeing if you can buy some scrubs and surprising her by being a sexy nurse? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, let me write that down. I hadn't thought about that, but sexy.
Why don't you give that some, you know, a little bit of thought? Because I'm here to tell you, they do seem to like it. Now I have, you know, it's been explained to me that before I do my sexy nurse sponge bath, I need to give some warnings about where I'm headed with the sponge and the bath. This is the thing about being in a relationship for a long time. This is the thing about being married. Like,
yeah,
you know, there are seasons in your life where you're having dinner and it's sunset and you're overlooking the water. And there are seasons in your life where you're like, hey, wake up. It's time for your pill.
Yeah. And that's going to be, I'm afraid that's going to be this season for sure.
That's going to be this one. And in some ways, like, it's how many like Valentine's dinners out really stand out enough to where you're like, boy, we're going to remember this one forever.
Yeah.
Some of
not
them do.
Really? Like some of them, yeah, but not most of them. It's, you know.
Yeah. Like maybe you were lucky enough to spend Valentine's Day watching the fountains at the Bellagio in Vegas or the Eiffel Tower in Paris or walking hand in hand through Central Park. But chances are good that a lot of your Valentine's days have been spent at like a restaurant that you like in the town where you live and some flowers. And most of the time, just because this is how the odds roll, most of the time, Valentine's Day falls on a weeknight. And if you have kids, they have school. If you have jobs, you have work. And so it's not some love me all night long kind of situation. You eat dinner, you get home, you take the dog out, right? Just another day.
Yep.
But the Valentine's Day where you have to basically carry her into the house and wake her up to take her pill. You guys will laugh about. This is the one you'll remember, Valentine's 2024.
Right. Yeah, that is exactly right. I mean, that's the one. And I'm thinking probably it would be a good idea if maybe we go out to eat on the 13th. But then, of course, I guess you don't have to stop eating until midnight. So, yeah, I guess we could do that. You know.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Well, and then, because I'm really living this dream for the last month plus now. But that's the other thing. Like when they're laid up, and thank God Carlin won't be laid up for as long as Kevin is. Like he doesn't have like any appetite. So you would think this would be my cue to just, hey baby, here's a cocktail weenie and some celery. Call me if you need me. But of course, because he's down and out, that triggers all of my baked in caretaking.
Well, plus he has to have something nutritious or he's not going to get well. You need, if you're sick, you need to eat. I mean, you really do.
I'm over here making him like high protein, high fiber, low carb. Lamar, I made him something called egg roll in a bowl. Oh my God. Delicious. So, so, so good.
I want to try that. I want to try to
it's
make that.
So good.
I love the idea.
You get you a pound of ground pork and a bag of shredded coleslaw mix. And I throw in like ginger and garlic and sriracha and soy sauce and mirin and rice wine vinegar and bamboo shoots. Oh, delicious. But, you know, beyond that, like he eats a little bit here and there and, you know, whatever. Valentine's Day, you know, what am I going to do? He can't go to the store and buy a card. He can't do anything.
No.
So these are the seasons that you go through in your life. There's the sad breakup Valentine's Day. There's the, oh my God, I'm just never going to meet anybody ever again Valentine's Day. There's the, oh, it's our first Valentine's Day. And then there's, do you need just some wet wipes? Valentine's Day.
Well, and you're right, though. People, if you just sit around this whole day, that's my thing. My thing about flowers, I reject the idea. I always do get flowers on Valentine's Day because you sort of, I mean, I've been doing it forever. So if all of a sudden you stop, it looks, you know, but I try to make sure multiple times of the year for absolutely no reason whatsoever to do that, because then it means a little something. I think it means a little bit more when it's just on a Tuesday, you know.
I'm with you. That's what I mean when I say, if you got no romance in you the other 364 days of the year, like maybe let's skip the cosplay on February 14th.
I don't get expensive flowers, but there is very little time that there aren't fresh flowers here. And that's...
Yeah, see?
I mean, I'm getting from the grocery store. They're not expensive flowers, but it is the gesture that's there, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
I have an old friend who grocery store flowers were her yardstick for a relationship. She was like, I don't want like diamonds and cruises and like a big production for everybody to see. I want grocery store flowers on a random rainy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Every once in a while. Because that's a different level of romance. That's the, I'm over here getting dog food and milk. Oh, man, she loves tulips. That, you see how different that is from getting your, big Lothario kind of vibe on and putting on a big production for the world to see on Valentine's
Day. Let's not make any bones about it. It is a manufactured holiday. I mean, it's manufactured for cards and for flowers. I mean, it really is.
But I do like that you used to take the flowers, actually take the flowers to where Carla worked, and then you learned that really you should have them delivered if you're going to do that route.
Yeah. The personal delivery is cool a few times, but then sort of feels a little different when somebody delivers the flowers. It does feel different. An extra $75 different.
Yeah, and that's part of the difference.
Yeah.
I feel like we begin Valentine's Day trauma way too young in this culture. the Valentine's handing out at school. So now every kid gets a Valentine or no kid gets a Valentine. But I'm from a generation that had it a little harder than that. I'm from a generation where some kids got a lot of Valentines and some kids got no Valentines, and suck it up, buttercup, right? So Valentine's was so fraught for me as a child. Like, I can remember being in fifth grade at a school in Thane, Wyoming. I think there are 17 people population, Thane. And so kids got bussed in from all over the valley, and we went to school, and I'm in fifth grade, middle school. God, that's fifth grade is the very beginning of the slippery puberty slope. Valentine's Day. And it was Darwinism. You got a Valentine or you didn't, and you best have your game face on. And I can remember feeling just sick with dread, not just for myself, but for the kids in the class who I knew were going to get humiliated. Do you remember those kids?
Oh, I hated that. If
you were fortunate enough to not be that kid, right, Lamar? But do you remember that kid that would sit there?
I remember the kid. I do. And I made sure, because I'm a people pleaser, I made sure that kid got a Valentine from me. I really did. I just couldn't stand the thoughts of it.
That there was that one boy, his name was Chad. Of course it was. And just him sitting there with his eyes downcast, you know, as the Valentines got passed out. And oh God, and there's always that one girl. It's Patty, everybody, that everyone adores. And she could barely carry all of her Valentines. And then Chad got like one freaking Valentine from the teacher. I'm glad that we don't do that anymore. When Olivia and Karamia were in the elementary school passing out the Valentine's ages, the rules were crystal clear. We're going to have a Valentine's Day party for last period, and you are free to bring a Valentine for your classmates. Here's the class list. Everybody gets one or don't bring any. And that really worked for me. I was so glad to see that. So happy to see that. Because why do we want to begin associating February 14th with the heartbreak of rejection for first graders? Like, why did we ever think that was a good idea?
It is good preparation for the rest of their lives, though, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Get that scar tissue built up.
Well, and you know there are people that are hearing this right now and going, people like you are the problem because you just give out participation trophies. Okay, thank you for that thrilling feedback. I think people like you are the problem, where you think that six-year-olds need to be toughened up with some social Darwinism. Like, that's terrible.
Sherry, I was just kidding. I didn't really mean that.
No, I know you didn't, Max, but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's terrible. No. You have your whole adult life to experience crushing rejection.
And it will come.
And it will come. It will come. Like, you can be the most amazing, beautiful, charismatic, sexy, whatever, wonderful person, that's not going to protect you from heartbreak or rejection, because there's always going to be somebody that's like, ew, at the thought of you. So I you know, it's true. I hated that in childhood. And now I think about all the people that I'm going to see on Facebook and Instagram and Threads. Not on X/Twitter, because that's such a hateful shit show that you know, those are the people that when they talk about Cupid's arrow, they mean like a literal bow and arrow and they're coming for you. Like, that's a terrible environment.
Yeah.
But all the people who are like, well, it's another Valentine's Day and I'm all alone. No one will ever love me. I guess I'm really unlovable. That makes me so sad. So sad. So what for
it's
you,
a hard day.
When you look back, is there a Valentine's Day for either of you that was just really, really awesome or really, really awful?
This dead silence doesn't speak well for me. You either one, Max.
Oh, I thought she was just asking you. I didn't think she was
asking
me.
No, she's asking you too.
I said either of you.
I've told this story on the air. I was out somewhere. It was Valentine's Day. I wasn't seeing anybody. So I was out somewhere and I wanted something to eat. But guess what? You've got to go to a restaurant to get something to eat. So you have to find a restaurant where there's not anything, you know, that's not going to be mobbed. So I went to this diner and one of the employees had been out on the town and this guy was with her. And she was an employee who was not, you know, currently working at the diner. And she was drunk. And she took a fascination with me. And this was the Valentine's Day where she got on the booth behind me and was. and she knocked over. There was a whole bunch of cups of water that somebody had set out for customers and she knocked them over. She came at me. I'm going to get you. Oh, my God. It was. And I was at the point where. And I am just sitting there. I'm not engaging her. I'm not doing anything. But I do attract it, you know. And so I ended up putting my coat over my head and was like, I just I'm going to sit under here until you bring me my food and I'm going to try to eat it as I go. So I told this story on the air and we may play it, you know, as a vault bit or something. But there were listeners who were in the diner at the time who didn't know that it was me, but heard me tell the story and got in touch with me and said, yes, we witnessed what happened. We saw it all. And she had come into the diner, and of course she's drunk and she didn't have shoes on. They made her go get these huge heels she's on. Mind her that she's drunk. So her walking was really difficult. Oh my God, what a night. And that, my friends, is a Valentine's Day I will never ever forget.
I can only imagine.
But in some ways, this is what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, you've been out to dinner a million times, but that's a Valentine's Day right there to remember.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And how about for you, Lamar? Nothing?
You know, No. I tell you what was, because I do all the cooking here. I mean, 90% of the cooking. I do 90% of the cooking. I had suggested, it's been a few years ago, and I suggested, you know, let's don't fight the crowd. We'll do something at the house. And she said, okay. But she got off before I did, and I had some steaks or whatever. But I come home, and she, and because she can't cook. She wants me to forget that she can cook, but she can't cook. I mean, you know, she just, you know, likes for me to do it, and I like to do it. And so she had made me a really, really, really nice dinner. And it was such a shock, you know, because, I mean, it, you know, the fact that she went to this much trouble and it was very good. Everything was set up and, yeah, it was very cool. She had some, like, little balloons and stuff. And she had, yeah, she had really, yeah. And it was a shock and a surprise. And that was very cool. Anytime you walk into something that's completely different, then, you know, and it was nice. It was very, very nice. So.
See, that's the thing. Like all the cliched ideas about what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to celebrate and how you're supposed to be treated, you know, by your love partner. That's a script that everybody's following, right? But having to eat a meal with your coat over your head because a drunken stranger wants to chew your ears. Now that's all you. Like, that's original memory. And there are an awful lot of people out there that are made to feel like, I don't know what the word is. I know it's not intentional that all this marketing for couples and love and, you know, magic and relationship and every kiss begins with a K and whatnot. I know it's not intentionally meant to make people feel excluded and undesirable, but it does have that effect. We need to rethink Valentine's Day. I mean, one of the things we're doing on our radio show is we're not doing a traditional Valentine's Day contest where you win flowers or chocolate or dinner. Every day for the whole month of February, we're giving away like a you party kit. Like, go ahead and love yourself a little bit. Now, it doesn't have that kind of product in it. Although, as I sit here and reflect upon it, we missed an opportunity there. We really missed a shot there. But, you know, it's this idea that you are deserving of love and celebration and tenderness, whether you're partnered up or not. That that's, I think, for me, the real, and of course, you know, I've been with the same man for 200 freaking years, but I still feel that acutely. Like, why do we have a holiday that hurts so many people's feelings? So this year, Lamar, yes, you will not have the thrill of having your ears nibbled on by a stranger, and you won't have to hide under your coat. That kind of luck only happens to Max, but you will have a Valentine's Day that you guys will laugh about and remember for a long time.
That is true. Yeah. That is very, very true.
And that's,
and it'll bring up more memories about her falling, and she still blames me, so that'll be a whole other situation.
Does she not know that the investigation is still ongoing and we don't have any conclusive facts yet? Have you not mentioned that to her?
I have, but she is suspect. She's very suspect of the investigation that maybe it's one-sided. So I don't know. We'll just have to see.
You know what? We have, in this country, we have lost faith in institutions and authorities, haven't we? It just seems like we can't trust anything. We can't trust the investigation into that accident. We're all so cynical, y'all. However you spend February 14th, whether you're partnered up or alone with a cat or a dog or, I don't know, a sugar glider. I know I have a reptile here. I have a couple of men to look after this Valentine's Day. We hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Oddcast. We drop new ones every Monday. In the same feed on Fridays, you will find Talking Lamar. And you can also follow True Weird Stuff, Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and everywhere you get podcasts. If you are curiously morbid and morbidly curious, True Weird Stuff's the podcast for you. We will see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much for listening to The Oddcast, Talking Lamar, and the Bob and Sherry podcast. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.